Hello and welcome to the Education Incorporated Prefects Podcast Series. Today, you'll hear the inspiring speeches from our Honours Evening, delivered by our dedicated prefects. These students have been chosen for their exemplary leadership, responsibility, and unwavering commitment to creating a positive school environment. Their roles require them to stand up for what's right, support their peers, and maintain the values that make our school a great place to learn. In their speeches, you will hear reflections on the importance of honesty, responsibility, and problem solving, as well as insights into handling challenges like bullying, maintaining discipline, and fostering a respectful atmosphere. These speeches embody our mission to nurture thoughtful, servant leaders and ensure that learning is always useful, interesting, and fun. We trust that their words inspire you as much as they inspire us. So let's hear from Mika, Miles, Selena, Luca, and Kyle.
Hi, my name is Mika from Education Incorporated. This is my 2023 Honours Evening speech. Many advocate for focusing on the person you aspire to become. However, I would like to diverge from that notion. If I were to stand here today and tell you that, I'd be leading you astray. It's not about aspiring to become an idealized version of yourself. Instead, it's about embracing who you are genuinely comfortable being. I'm not suggesting that you don't have goals to grow in life, but how do you achieve them without truly being comfortable and consequently confident with yourself? You wouldn't know which areas to identify for growth. Aspire to be someone you're truly comfortable with being, and in turn, that individual will pave numerous ways for growth. In a society that often measures success by external accomplishments, we must recognize that true fulfillment stems from internal peace with yourself. It's not about matching someone else's expectations, but about aligning with our authentic selves. As Oscar Wilde wisely said, "Be yourself, everyone else is already taken." To be your genuine self is to acknowledge your strengths, celebrate your uniqueness, and accept your vulnerabilities. It's a journey that liberates us from the restraints of comparison, allowing us to appreciate the beauty of our own individuality. So keep in mind, the journey to becoming your authentic self demands both time and patience. Allow yourself the freedom and time to make mistakes, endure embarrassing moments, reconsider friendships, and explore various aspects of your identity. Whether it's fashion, studying styles, or music, through this exploration, you'll find what truly makes you comfortable. While the journey may be exhausting, rest assured there's something for each of us at the end. So, I'm here today to tell you that the person you're truly comfortable with being, that's your best self, now and always. Thank you.
Good evening, parents, faculty, and fellow students. I am Miles, a prefect of Education Incorporated. So, est optimum sui, be your best self. These four words are quite significant. They can set out how you should live your life. There can be many interpretations for being one's best self, and they're all dependent on who you are. No matter who you are, however, there is one main thing that practically everyone must start with, and that is honesty. Keep being honest with others, but start being honest with yourself. People are honest with others, but not necessarily themselves. And when you are honest with yourself, there's something else that ties in wonderfully with it. That is authenticity to oneself. Now, authenticity. To be authentic with yourself, you need to accept who you are. Not try to be someone else, but learn who you are and embrace that person. When you are truly authentic with yourself, you are able to adapt to situations without changing who you are fundamentally. Throughout my entire life, I've seen plenty examples of this, of people who change who they are depending on the situation that they might be in or the friend group they're with. You need to be real. Trust who you are and just be honest with yourself. These two ideas are the main building blocks to est optimum sui, being your best self. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Selena Britt, and this is my speech from the Honours Evening of 2023. Be Your Best Self is a motto that encourages individuals to strive for personal growth, excellence, and fulfillment in various aspects of life. It is not limited to a specific time or context, such as being applicable only during school. Instead, it is often considered a lifelong philosophy or compass that guides individuals in their continuous journey of self-improvement. The idea is to embrace this motto throughout one's life, recognizing that personal development is an ongoing process that extends beyond the confines of a particular environment or stage. Whether in education, career, relationships, or personal well-being, the aim is to consistently pursue excellence and fulfillment. The decision to embrace Be Your Best Self as a lifelong compass is a personal choice, and individuals may interpret and apply it in various ways based on their values, goals, and circumstances. It reminds you to be true to yourself and not let others influence you. By having strong morals and the confidence, you will achieve your true potential throughout your entirety, whether it's your work, career, or your personal life. The motto, Be Your Best Self, can serve as a powerful and enduring compass for guiding one's life in various aspects, such as continuous improvement, which embraces a mindset of constant growth and improvement. Strive to be better today than what you were yesterday. This involves setting personal and professional goals and working towards them. Set specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound SMART goals for various aspects of your life. These goals provide direction and milestones for your journey to becoming your best self. Regularly reflecting on your values, goals, and actions. Assess whether your current choice aligns with your aspirations and values. Adjust your course if needed to stay true to your version of your best self. View challenges and obstacles as opportunities for personal development. Facing adversity can bring out your strengths and resilience, helping you evolve into a more resilient and capable person that is mindful and present. Practice mindfulness to stay present in the moment. Being aware of your thoughts and actions allows you to make intentional choices that align with your best self, rather than reacting impulsively. And just be true to yourself and your values. Authenticity is a key component of being your best self, and avoid compromising your principles for external validation and strive to live in alignment with your true identity. You need to stay curious and committed to lifelong learning. Seek new knowledge, skills, and experience that contributes to your personal and professional growth. This continual learning process keeps you engaged and adaptable. Adaptability is to embrace life. Life is dynamic, and being your best self involves the ability to navigate and adapt to new circumstances, challenges, and opportunities. It is important to note that the interpretation of Be Your Best Self can vary from person to person, as individuals have different values, goals, and aspirations. Ultimately, it's a personal philosophy that encourages individuals to pursue excellence and fulfillment in their unique ways throughout all stages of their life. Be your best self. Thank you.
Hello all. My name is Luca De Nicola. I'm a prefect at Education Incorporated. Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed brainiacs, proud parents, and my fellow students, as we gather here tonight to celebrate our achievements, I want to reflect on a guiding principle that shapes our journey at this esteemed institution, the school motto, Est Optimum Sui, which means be your best self. But what does it truly mean to be your best self? Is it an unattainable standard, a distant aspiration, or is it a journey we embark upon each day? Well, let me share a little wisdom I picked up this year. Being your best self is not about being perfect, it's about being the best version of yourself. Flaws and all. Now, I know we're all juggling academics, extracurriculars, and the occasional existential crisis, but being your best self is finding the balance that works uniquely for you. It's about discovering your strengths, embracing your quirks, and of course, mastering the art of setting multiple alarms to conquer those early morning classes. So, how can you be your best self? Well, it's a bit like making the perfect sandwich, layering dedication, a sprinkle of passion, a dash of resilience, and let's not forget the secret sauce of compassion. And voila, you've got the recipe for success, or at least a pretty tasty metaphor. Now, why should you even bother being your best self? Well, aside from the fact that it impresses your grandparents during holiday dinners, being your best self sets you up for life. It's not just about acing exams or landing that dream job. It's about navigating the intricate dance of life with confidence and grace. Think about being your best self as having a superpower. Imagine going through life with a cape of self-assurance, prepared to tackle challenges with unwavering determination. Whether it's personal relationships or mastering the art of sleeping in class whilst looking like you're paying attention. Being your best self becomes the key to unlocking doors and paving the way for success in the face of diverse challenges. But here's the twist. Being your best self isn't just about personal gain. It's about creating a ripple effect that touches the lives of those around you. Your positive attitude, determination, and kindness become the catalyst for a community that thrives on mutual support. After all, a rising tide lifts all boats, and so does a person committed to being their best selves. In conclusion, as we embrace the mantra of Est Optimum Sui, let's remember that being your best self is not a final destination. It's a continuous journey of growth, resilience, and a fair share of laughter along the way. So, my fellow students, here's to embracing the imperfect perfection of being your best self and lighting up the path for others to follow. Thank you, and let's continue striving to be our best selves, for ourselves and for the world around us.
Hi, I'm Kyle Mayhew, ladies and gentlemen, and all rock stars in between. Today, I stand before you not just as a speaker, but as a fellow apprentice in this wild journey of life. This year, let me tell you, has been a roller coaster ride with loops and surprises that even an amusement park would envy. From the ups to the downs, we've surfed this wave of life, tackling challenges like brave warriors and celebrating victories like rock stars. Look around. Each one of you, beaming with pride, has conquered mountains of adversity, surfed the waves of uncertainty, and danced through the storms like Beyoncé on the stage, flawlessly. Remember that quote from Frozen, "Let it go"? Well, it's not just a catchy song, it's a life anthem. Let go of those worries, fears, and doubts. Release them into the wild and watch them vanish like socks in a washing machine, mysteriously and forever. But amidst this chaotic yet groovy dance of life, let's not forget the art of chilling like a penguin on a glacier. Hakuna Matata. Take that breather. Savor the peace like it's your last slice of pizza at a party. And indulge in some quality relaxation time. Trust me, binge watching your favorite series or embracing the glorious art of doing absolutely nothing is an achievement worth celebrating. Now folks, being your best self is not just about being a superhero 24/7. It's about accepting your quirks, relishing your uniqueness, and flaunting your flaws like they're just the latest fashion trend. After all, who wants to just be another clone in the sea of sameness? As we bid adieu to this whirlwind of a year, let's raise our invisible cups, or real ones if you have, and toast to sheer audacity of being unapologetically you. To the graduates, to the adventurers, and to every soul in this room and beyond, remember this: life's a treasure trove of memories waiting to be unearthed. So grab that shovel, put on your adventure boots, and dance through the carnival called life with your own unique swagger. So here's to you, to me, to us, the architects of our destiny, painting the canvas of life with hues of laughter, shades of courage, and strokes of brilliance. As we bid farewell, let's march ahead, heads held high, hearts beating to the rhythm of our dreams. Embrace your quirks, seize the day, and always, always be your gloriously imperfect, beautifully authentic self. Congratulations, my friends, for this is just the prologue to your epic tale. On behalf of EduInc Airways, we thank you. Have an amazing holiday and see you all soon. Au revoir, Hakuna Matata, and embrace the adventures that await. Hamagatle, tot ziens.
Thank you for listening to this Education Incorporated Prefects Podcast. We trust these speeches have provided you with a deeper understanding of the dedication and excellence our prefects bring to their roles. As you heard, being a prefect at Education Incorporated
means setting a positive example, solving conflicts with integrity, and supporting fellow students through challenges. Their commitment to creating a safe, respectful, and inclusive school environment is a testament to the values we hold dear. By staying calm under pressure, seeking assistance when needed, and prioritizing safety, our prefects contribute significantly to our school community. We look forward to sharing more insights and experiences with you in future episodes. Together, we make our school a better place.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.